Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Age is Murph. Today on the show, with a super talented singer-songwriter, Shelby Ray, joining us. We'll talk with Shelby about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be a fun one, folks. And I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
I'm good. Dude, that was the first time I've ever heard that song. And it is such a jam.
It is.
I was sitting here, air guitaring the solo, which is something I never do. So
it's good song.
So
it's your guitar solo too.
So, what do you say? We bring a Shelby on the show.
Let's get started.
All right. And let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Shelby Ray on the show. Hey, Shelby, how are you?
Hey, y'all. I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good.
I'm doing good. Like I told Craig, that's the first time I'm ever hearing that song, and it is so good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I really do this, but I'm sitting here air guitaring the solo.
It's really hard not to. Every time we play it live, I'll just, like, break out the air guitar and start just wailing on the guitar, man. I feel it. It's so relatable.
It is.
You just bring out the air guitar, and you just cannot help it. It is.
It's addicting. Yep. Anyway, thank you for doing this today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show. I've been looking forward to it for a while now.
Yeah, it's like I was telling you off air. We talked about this for a while and kind of thrown it around a little bit, but our schedules never really meshed for anything until now. So. Are you still there, Shelby?
Hello, you there?
Yeah, Matt.
There seems to be like there's a few seconds disappearance in connection.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't know. But like I was telling you off air, we kind of talked about doing this for a while, but our schedules really never fit until now. So I'm glad we could do this today.
Me too. Yeah, it's been super busy. So, I'm sure you've been super busy as well. So
it's been crazy nuts over here. I mean, for one thing, we're a book solid for the rest of the year, which being a radio host, that's what you want. But still, I mean, it's nuts over here. But to kind of kick things off today, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, like you said, my name is Shelby Ray. I started singing when I was about 2 years old. We were riding down the road, and Mom and Dad had me in the back seat, my car seat, and Broken Wing by Martina McBride came on. And I started singing along and singing every word and every note, and they're looking at each other saying, are you seeing what's going on here? Pinch me if I'm dreaming, because last time I checked, well, I didn't know a two-year-old could sing Martina McBride. And so Mom would take me, go out to karaoke, and I would sit up on a bar stool, and Mom would sing the song in my ear, and it was like I was singing along to the radio. And, I mean, people would throw me money to sing that song, and I'd be like, 4 years old, and I just adored the applause and the feeling of being up there and like having all these people and being able to enjoy music. And then I met Mr. Jay Edwards a few years down the road when I was about 12, and I was the most perfectionist girl in the world. If I didn't know the key, I didn't know. We'd never practiced, and Jay was like, come on, get up here and sing with me. I was like, not happening. We haven't practiced. I don't know what I'm singing. I've never sang with you before. I was like, I don't know. We were like, just come on. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this really happening right now? Am I really about to get up on the stage and not know what I'm doing? And I did, and it kind of just broke me out of my shell, and I started doing it more and more, and I was like, man, I want to make this my life. I'm in love with what I'm doing and the music and the feeling of just the spontaneousness. It was amazing.
That's awesome. You know, and this kind of goes back to sort of a quick story of how I started this radio show. I had no radio experience whatsoever. So back in 2012, August 20th of 2012, I said, you know what? I'm going to start a radio show. And we were initially geared more towards soap operas. Because at the time, soap operas were kind of dying out, you know, and that whole save the soap opera, quote unquote. So I started this back in 2012 with no radio experience whatsoever. And 5 years later,
hi.
I still can't believe every day that I'm on the air.
Tomorrow morning, and I get there at 12 p.m. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Shelby, you still there?
Hi.
Hello?
12 p.m. tomorrow?
Yeah, hi, Shelby, you still there?
It's 12 p.m. tomorrow.
But as I was saying, 5 years later, and I'm still here. You know, I'm amazed every day that I'm even still here 5 years later.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What do you
know, and when I did, I didn't even think we'd last on the air 2 weeks.
The phone. You know why? This is the third time somebody, fourth time somebody said they, this is the third or fourth time somebody said they can't hear me.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Shelby.
Yeah.
I've got some kind of fun, get to know your questions if you're okay with it.
Absolutely.
A little bit better now.
Sweet. This is always kind of a fun one to ask. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
This is always terrible.
I definitely would, and I would have started things way sooner. I would have started picking up guitar and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome. I'm going to throw a little bit of a scenario at you, okay? When I was in college, I had this professor who loved scenarios. Pretty much every class period, he'd toss a different scenario out of it. I think it was my criminal law professor. But anyway.
Hello?
So, your career takes off, and you're winning CMA after CMA, which is going to happen for you. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Hello?
What's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I really would like to be remembered for originality. I want to have a noticeable sound. Somebody, like if I hear a Brad Paisley song, I can hear the beginning guitar, and I'm going to say, yep, that's a Brad Paisley song. That's my main thing. I just want to be different from everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I get that from the single, I guess I don't get it. I mean, I can hear that difference. I can absolutely hear that from you.
Just put a smile on my face. That makes my heart smile for sure. I'm glad.
And there's not a doubt in my mind that you're going to be winning CMA after CMA in the next 10, 15 years. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Thank you. That's an honor to be even told that. Thank you very much.
Now, this is always kind of a fun one to do. If you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now?
If I weren't a singer, what would I be doing right now? I would probably be going to school and learning and trying to get my nurse's degree. I'm actually a type 1 diabetic, and I would love to be a pancreatic surgeon, so like doing the surgery on diabetics and giving them new pancreas and being able to say, hey, you're not a diabetic anymore.
Right. You know, and I've seen you post about that a lot about being a type 1 diabetic. I've seen you post about that a lot, and the career that you've chosen. Being a type 1 diabetic, I have a ton of respect for you for it.
Well, thank you.
I know it's not easy keeping up with blood sugar levels, et cetera, while you're on the road. I know that's not an easy thing to do. I definitely commend you and respect you for it.
Thank you very much.
This next question, considering the fact that pretty much everybody and their brother is on social media at this point, how has social media affected your career thus far?
It has helped it a lot, without a doubt. It has the growth in the fan base that I've gotten just because I'm able to, like, even hashtags, something that small. I mean, if you put a hashtag, you can search something, and somebody might say, hey, I'm gonna click on this picture and see who this girl is. I was actually on the school page from Instagram a little while back, and I was just like, wait, how in the world does that even happen? And it's funny you actually asked that, because I recently did a project in school about how the internet has affected the music industry. So,
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm going to say this again at the end of the show, but being on social media as much as I am, if there's ever anything that you need from us or the show, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
All right, thank you.
Awesome. Now, on the subject of social media, do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by the industry than it was, say 20 or 30 years ago before we had social media?
I absolutely do. I think it has helped because it's a lot easier for, like if a producer or any A&R people want to get online and just search upcoming country artists or trending female artists or anything like that, they can search it and it's going to come up. And as much I like doing things the old school way, sometimes technology helps us out a lot. So I do think that it's helped for sure.
You know, I'm sort of a little bit old school too. I mean, as much as I love social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, etc., nothing puts a smile on my face more than getting a handwritten letter.
Absolutely. That's why I love Valentine's Day, because you get to, and Christmas, you write Santa Claus letters.
Right, exactly. But, yeah. I may be weird. I don't know, but nothing puts a smile on my face more than getting a handwritten letter. Like I've gotten a few cards and letters from a former guest, and they just put the biggest smile on my face. It's just not even funny.
Well, it's because. I think it's because they took the time out of their day to handwrite something and send it to you. I definitely agree with that. It's very heartwarming.
It's endearing is what it really is. It's endearing.
Agreed.
Now, this is sort of a new question. I've only asked it a couple of times, but professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Best thing that has ever happened to me? That's a good question. Probably, honestly, opening, I opened for T.G. Shepherd a little while back. That was one of the best things. And also being voted the Columbia's three times best solo artist runner-up. I mean, a 16-year-old winning against all of the fantastic artists that we have in this city and mm-hmm. state. That I was the one that, through Mr. Brent Lundy, I got second place. I got runner-up. I mean, I was shocked. I was flabbergasted. Is the only word I can think of that was even close to coming to be able to describe this, what I was feeling.
And quick side note, I don't know what happened to Craig. His call dropped and he hadn't called back in yet. So I don't know if he's having phone trouble. I don't know. So.
Okay.
But you know, being a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
some of my inspirations are seeing the joy that my music brings people, to know that I have a God-given gift and I am using it to the best of my abilities. A lot of my inspirations have come from my diabetes, writing my songs because of the struggles that I've been through. A lot of times people say, oh, you're 16, you need to get a real job. No, that's also motivation. Somebody telling me that I can't do something is definitely a way in our family to get a girl up and doing something for sure. So,
switching to the music side of things now. Who are you currently listening to now? What bands, what type of music are you currently into?
Jason Isbell is one of my favorites right about now. His song Color Me In or Cover Me Up. It is, oh my gosh, it makes my hair stand up on my arm. I'm also listening to Chris Stapleton right now. He is absolutely phenomenal. As well as Maren Morris and Miranda Lambert. Miranda's my girl, for sure.
My music taste, and if you ask anybody that knows me well, I'm going to tell you this. My music taste ranges from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, please don't judge me for this.
Absolutely. That's how it should be.
Yeah, it's like prime example. I think the greatest technological invention ever is the shuffle button on iTunes. So,
absolutely.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
So,
oh, my gosh.
I kind of figured you probably would. But I'll be listening to Maddie and Tay. One minute, and the next minute it'll be Eminem.
Yep. That's how my phone ranges. The songs on my phone range from Bruno Mars to T-Pain to Johnny Cash to Chris Stapleton,
yep,
to Jason Aldean to Metallica and Motley Crue. I mean, it's...
Exactly. And Craig just called back in. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Cody. Hey, Shelby.
Hey.
Hi. Cody, can I ask a question?
Oh, absolutely, bud. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to find out, Shelby, basically, where do you usually perform? Is it mostly near where you live in South Carolina, or do you perform in Nashville, too?
I perform a little bit all over. I perform in the upper state around Tennessee and North Carolina, and I play some in Georgia. But often, the majority I'm playing locally around South Carolina. So.
Oh, nice.
Wait.
I'm sorry. Do you usually come to the Country Music Festival?
The Carolina Country Music Fest, the one down in Myrtle Beach.
That and CMA Music Fest in Nashville.
I've been talking about a CMA Fest, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he's talking about.
I have not been to the CMA Fest, but the Carolina Country Music Fest in Myrtle Beach, I actually played there. So.
Awesome. I want to talk about... real quick, because we've only got like 5 minutes left, but I want to talk about a mutual friend of ours, Mary Cutter, and her radio show. I know you told me off air that you were on her show. What was it? Maybe about a month ago, or something like that. And
probably about a month or so ago.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and she is such a sweetheart, isn't she?
She is. You can just see it all over her. She is full of energy. She's like the Energizer Bunny times five.
Exactly, I agree. I was on her show, like I told you, I was on her show during CMA Fest. I came up for a fan club party and to I did an interview, but yeah, and I'd known Mary prior to that because I had her on my radio show, so that's how we kind of knew each other. But she's just a little ball of energy.
She is. I wish I could, like I said earlier, I wish I could just bottle it up.
She is just a little ball of energy, and I bet you, we literally talked about an hour and a half after we wrapped the interview. We just I sat and talked about everything and nothing, if that makes any sense.
It makes all the sense in the world. It's hard not to with her. I mean, she could just, you could talk, I could talk to her for hours and never get tired of it.
Exactly. It's like I've known her, for 10 years, you know?
Yep, exactly.
But, I caught that show, by the way. It was you, Megan Golden, I think, and somebody else. I listened to that show, by the way.
Awesome. Did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
It
completely.
Were you before Megan's show? Because I did catch some of that show, too.
I believe I was after.
Oh, you were after.
I think you were a lot. I think it was Megan, somebody else. And I think Megan was first or something.
I think so, too.
But Mary is just great. I could literally talk about that girl for hours. She is just so great. but this is sort of kind of a new-ish question I've got. But how do you know when it's time to retire a song from a live set?
That's a good question. Wow. Honestly, in my eyes, I feel like we can retire a song if we are not having fun playing it anymore. I mean, if you're not having fun playing the song anymore, then you're not going to be putting on a good show.
Right. I'm going to get that. We've only got like a minute left, but real quick, I wanted to talk about what's coming up for you. I know we just played The Guys Don't Get It, and is that your brand new single?
That is the first single that I've put out. That's my first original that I've put out as well. So.
Nice. What's coming up for you within the next, say, month or two?
Hopefully. Soon, a new EP, kind of broken down, very subtle, soft sound, organic, very natural sounding, not very much going on. You could compare it to some of Jason Isbell stuff or the Civil Wars, stuff like that.
I kind of acoustic kind of sounding, sort of.
Right, right.
Awesome. Hey, listen, it's been so much fun having you on. I kind of I want this interview to end.
I agree.
But before we let you go, I wanted to tell you again that if there's ever anything you need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on here today.
Absolutely. And I'm going to add A Guys Don't Get It to a rotation on my Indie Country Radio show I do every Friday.
Fantastic. Oh, awesome. Thank you.
See, what I do every Friday is I pick three songs that have struck my fancy that week, and I'll play them. I'll rank them 3-1 or whatever, you know, and I'll play them in that order. And guys don't get it, will probably be in that rotation next Friday. So.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you again for doing this, and you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you very much.
Sorry that I didn't get a chance to speak much of you, Shelby. I'm hoping to be able to see a show with you sometime in Nashville if I'm there when you're performing.
Absolutely, no. I completely understand.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sometimes.
Absolutely.
I sometimes Blog Talk Radio does not want to play nice sometimes.
Right.
It's I think difficulties, and you got to work around it, but we made it happen, so I think I'm going to I'll let you go, but again, thank you for taking 30 minutes out of your day to come on and talk with us.
Absolutely. It was an honor. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Shelby. Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was fun. I hate you missed a lot of it, but it was fun nonetheless.
Cody?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
No, but just the connection wasn't the greatest during this show. And then, you know, actually, Brittany Bexton mm-hmm. had called me right in the middle of the show when I lost mm-hmm. the connection.
Yeah. Yeah. It sucks that you missed the biggest part of the show, but, I mean, it is what it is, you know? So.
It's okay.
Yeah, we worked around it, so. What have we got coming up next week?
Megan. And I'm
yes,
going to
we do.
Megan Golden with her new hit, mm-hmm. I Miss Missing You. It's spectacular. It was released last Friday. And mm-hmm. next week will be a great way to speak to her about her new song. You know, how she got about,
yes, it will.
How came about writing
it.
I'm
playing this Friday, actually. I'm playing
on your countdown.
I'm playing the song this Friday, actually, on Indie Country Radio. I'm playing it. So.
I think it's a terrific song, I think you're going to hear it quite some time on independent radio, and I'm also going to be seeing her Thursday night at the Row.
Nice. So that's 19th. What's going up for us in October?
Let's see. We have, offhand, we have Amelia Presley, I think, on the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see.
I've got the email you sent me still, so.
Let me check. Okay. Here we go. Okay, we have Amelia Presley on October 2nd. Then we have Rachel Louise Taylor. Her new EP, Sunflower, was just released. I bought a copy of it. It's terrific. On October 4th, Sensation from the UK, Lily Garland. On Saturday, October 7th, we will have the return of Amanda Jo. And then we have a lot of shows in October. We have Erica Dawn on October 9th, Ellie Cook on October 10th, Sarah Jean on October 16th, Juliana Hale on October 17th, Sierra Burnell on October 23rd, Camber Kane October 24th will be at the Josie Awards performing in Nissan Stadium. So that should be a treat. And Amanda Coley on October 25th, a loaded October.
Yeah, but October is going to be so busy, which I'm so looking forward to it, you know? I am so looking forward to all of our October shows.
This probably is going to be one of the busiest months, if not the busiest month you've had in your 5 years of interviewing.
It's going to be pretty busy, I'm going to be honest with you. But, hey, I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap things up here, okay, bud?
All right. Thanks, Cody. I will speak to you next week.
All right, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Talk to you later. Okay.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Shelby Ray. As Craig mentioned earlier, next week, next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have our dear friend Megan Golden returning to the show, which I so cannot wait for. And we have a very, very busy October. It's going to be back-to-back-to-back shows probably for 2 weeks straight. We'll have three shows back-to-back-to-back for 2 weeks straight. It's going to be crazy. But anyway, I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.